With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told the House Oversight Committee during roughly 6 hours of testimony yesterday that she has no new information about Jeffrey Epstein and his co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. Later, she told reporters in Chappaqua, New York, that she answered all the House Oversight Committee's questions.
I have just finished testifying. I answered every one of their questions as fully as I could. Based on what I knew, and what I knew is what I said in my statement this morning. I never met Jeffrey Epstein, never had any connection or communication with him. I knew Ghislaine Maxwell casually as an acquaintance, but whatever they asked me, I did my very best to respond.
Mrs. Clinton also criticized Republicans' handling of their investigation into the late convicted sex offender. A disagreement has broken out between a member of the gold medal-winning USA hockey team and the White House media team.
U.S. hockey player Brady Tkachuk says a White House TikTok video falsely paints him as insulting Canadians. Tkachuk calls the clip clearly fake. He says the audio and lip movement do not match. The video uses fabricated audio that includes a bleep slur about Canadians. Tkachuk says he would never use that language. He also denies shouting, quote, close the northern border, end quote, during Team USA's phone call with President Donald Trump after Sunday's Olympic gold medal win over Canada. The team has returned from Italy and NHL play has resumed. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Wholesale prices came in hotter than expected last month. The Labor Department reported today its producer price index, the one that measures inflation before it hits consumers, rose by 0.5% compared to December and 2.9% from January of last year. This is SRN News. A new report out takes a look at artificial intelligence and faith.
It comes from a joint project of the Barna Group and GLUE, and it indicates that about one-third of adults in this country now believe that spiritual advice from AI is just as good as what they might receive from a pastor. Amongst Gen Z and millennials, the youngest adults, 40% believe this. The numbers are raising concerns in some quarters as the U.S. tries to come to grips with AI, even as the technology is flooding different aspects of our lives. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israel's parliament has given preliminary approval to a bill that would put the country's Orthodox chief rabbinate in charge of the entire Western Wall in Jerusalem. That's raising fears among liberal Jews that mixed gender prayer at the site will soon be outlawed. The Western Wall is the holiest site in the world where Jews can pray. Its main plaza is for men only, but the site also has a section far off to the side where men and women can pray together. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The government's producer price index, a measure of prices at the wholesale level before they reach consumers, rose 0.5% last month. Wall Street opened lower this morning after Block CEO Jack Dorsey said his payment company would lay off 40% of its workforce, citing a shift to artificial intelligence. Shares in Block, formerly known as Square, shot up more than 20% after markets closed, following Dorsey's remarks about laying off roughly 4,000 of its 10,000 employees. Shares of streaming giant Netflix jumped 7.3% pre-market after it walked away from its bid to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Studio and streaming business. That puts Skydance Paramount in a position to take over its Hollywood rival. Paramount Skydance shares climbed 7.9% before trading open today. I'm Rich Thomas.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.